Blog Talk Radio.
Catching up with Tex tonight. Thanks, Jane and John. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the program. Later, we reveal Adelaide's rate-busting mortgage beating the banks by a whole 1% and TV's MasterChef and its effect on the economy. But first, we consume it every day with the reassurance from our health authorities that it is doing us good. The truth is, fluoride is a poison and adding it to our drinking water is an evolving social experiment started 40 years ago. Now one of the world's top fluoride experts has issued a grim warning about what it could be doing to our health and that of unborn children. Yet as Frank Pengello reports, you'll get a different spin from dentists and health bureaucrats.
We consider that as a poison. Why should a poison be in drinking water?
The poison is fluoride. It's there because government health bureaucrats and dentists tell us it's for our common good, for reducing tooth decay, and at levels which won't harm you. That doesn't wash with Professor A.K. Shashila.
They should realise it's a poisonous substance. It doesn't promote health. It is a disease-causing agent, and the fluoridation should be stopped as early as possible.
Professor Shashila is one of the world's leading experts on fluoride. Her own extensive research, along with 70 years of data in India, backs up what she's saying, and it's most disturbing.
I would consider a pregnant mother taking fluoride-contaminated products. I'm using the word products, which includes water, toothpaste, black tea, processed food products such as fluoride.
Any liquid.
Anything where her urinary fluoride is high, she is going to cause a lot of damage to the fetus, the growing embryo, the infant which is going to be born.
The American Dental Association warns against using fluoridated water to mix baby formula. Not so here.
They don't read. They are not aware. They don't update themselves. They don't do any research. So we are in a serious problem.
Professor Shashila says exposure to fluoride could also be the cause of many ills like neck, shoulder and joint pains, which may be misdiagnosed by doctors. She routinely does urine tests to check fluoride levels in her patients.
Remove the fluoride ingestion, starting from toothpaste, black tea, fluoridated water, whatever, and you bring down the urinary fluoride to normal limit. The patient recovers.
Fluoride is also used as a preservative and also lurks in many products we consume. But apart from toothpaste, it's not listed on labels.
So it is coming into one's body through many sources and you are not aware of it.
The fluoride that goes into our drinking water is toxic waste from the production of fertilizer.
For maybe 100 years, the phosphate fertilizer industry put out two very, very poisonous gases into the environment, hydrogen fluoride and silicon tetrafluoride. Eventually, they were required to capture those, and they did it with a wet spray, water, and that water converts these two very toxic gases into hexafluorosilicic acid. And it's this scrubbing liquor, which is about 25% strong, is put into tanker trucks driven around the country and added to our drinking water.
Here's what's in the mix made in Australia, a sickening cocktail of heavy metals like arsenic, barium, beryllium, cadmium, lead, mercury, and on it goes, and in much higher concentrations than is allowed for lead and arsenic.
Why should you make people drink a poisoned water?
Well, it's forced medication for the masses, and there are more than 1,000 doctors and scientists around the world who, like Professor Shashila, condemn what's going on.
The problem with adding medicine to water is an obvious one of consent, that people can't give their informed consent, which is a basic of medical ethics.
Fluoride is about to be added to Mount Gambier's water from the Blue Lake. Alex Young is livid. He's collected a petition of more than 6,000 signatures against the move, or a quarter of the town, which has been ignored by the state government.
The issue of fluoridation has largely been ignored by the government in not terms they want to push it, but in terms of allowing the community to have a say in the matter. They simply just ignore us. And I am, and the rest of the group here, are just amazed at the level of ignorance shown on this matter.
We wanted to talk to someone in SA Health about the issue. Instead, we got a written statement which didn't address our questions directly. It claims Mount Gambier children have 78% more tooth decay than those in Adelaide who drink fluoridated water, and that it's considered safe and used in other developed countries like the USA, UK and Canada. Well, there aren't many more on that list, as anti-fluoride campaigner Professor Paul Connett points out.
Most European countries do not fluoridate. Austria, Belgium, the Netherlands, France, Germany, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Italy, Greece, Portugal. The overwhelming number of countries in the world do not fluoridate, and guess what? Their teeth are just as good, if not better, than ours.
It aggravates dental decay. The tooth gets pitted, perforated, it gets chipped off, it breaks, and also at a much younger age, the people will become edentulous, means they will lose their teeth.
The anti-fluoride movement says while there's ample evidence to support what they're saying, governments still refuse to listen or fund research to study the impact it has on health.
The real culprit here is these bureaucrats who are spinning the information before it gets to the decision makers. And that's what's outrageous. We expect, I think, politicians to spin, but we shouldn't expect civil servants to spin.
A mistake?
Yes, of course.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence. Salam, salam. Salam to the gods. Hope everybody's day is going beautiful so far. You know, lovely. So yeah, today is Health Tuesdays, where we go in on health in every aspect, mental health, spiritual health, physical health, you know, go a little deep into the health. So yeah, we just listened to that clip and that was actually on the news as well. I think that was in the news in Australia, exactly. Yeah, it was on the news in Australia. And they clearly says that fluoride is poison. It's toxic. Also, let me go into the definition real quick of toxic and poison real quick. Let's go into etymology real quick. Yeah, let's just hop into that. Because I think, like, saying toxic, you know, everybody be saying in a toxic relationship, toxic this. I think that word is taken lightly, you know. So let's look up what toxic is. And it says toxic. Adjective, 1660s, from French toxic, and directly from late Latin toxicus, poisoned, from Latin toxicum, poison, from Greek toxicon, pharmakon, poison, for use on arrows, from toxicon, netter of toxicos, pertaining to arrows or archery, and thus to a bow, from toxin, bow. So yeah, toxic, of or relating to or caused by a toxin or poison.
So that was toxic right there. Let's go ahead and go into poison, because it also mentioned poison when they... So every time you hear toxic, know that it's poison. All right, and the definition of poison now, poison noun, C-1200, poison, a deadly potion or substance, also figuratively, spiritually corrupting ideas, evil intentions. Right, a deadly potion, spiritually corrupting ideas, and it's for evil intentions. It's a lot more into the definition. Also, you go down to poison, and the verb is to give poison, to add poison, kill with poison. You know, so poison is deadly. It's nothing to take lightly. Death is a heavy matter. But anyway, yeah, just had to go over that. Inside the clip, they were saying that fluoride is poisonous. It's a poison. It's toxic. Also, for pregnant ladies, they were saying that when you are pregnant, you can't even... You can, but you should not consume fluoride. And fluoride is in a lot of things. Just like we went over the past show with pork. Pork is in a lot of products we don't even know of. Toothpaste, soap, etc. All of these things that has something to do with the body externally and internally. But, yeah. So yeah, so fluoride is found in like toothpaste and your everyday products, and a lot and drinking water. Not only drinking water, but your bathing water or shower water as well. Now, some people, even though they had the facts, they were still listening to hearsay of doctors or dentists telling you that fluoride is the best for teeth decay to prevent that, and also, you know, for protection purposes when it's really harming. You know, so it's, and like the lady said, like, we don't do our own research, but if you don't do your own research, you know, for the lack of knowledge, you gotta perish. That's just what it is. For the lack of knowledge, you gotta perish. And they was making atomic bombs with that fluoride. It was a reactive chemical. It was a very reactive chemical. It was fluorine, exactly, and then they mixed that compound with something else that makes fluoride. And they mix fluoride with a lot of different other chemicals as well to cause a chemical reaction of some kind. So, yeah, man, let's go ahead and get into the private chat. Let's see what we got inside the private chat. We're going to go to the word. And this is what I noticed too, like how you spell fluoride and how it's pronounced. Like, you spell fluoride, fluoride, starting three letters, it says F-L-U, flu. You know, like, we know what the flu is. It has something to do. It has something to do with, you know, weakening your immune system, you know, a viral disease, like a contagious disease. So, that's just me looking at the word. I'm thinking like, this can be good or preventive of any disease if it says flu inside of the name, like the first three letters. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to go into the definition of FLUR, which is spelled FLUOR. And it says FLUR, noun, 1660s, an old chemistry term for minerals which were readily fusible and useful as fluxes in smelting. Flood, from Latin FLUR, originally meaning a flowing flow, from FLUR, to flow, stream, run, melt, see fluent, said to be from a translation of the German miner's name, Fluss. Since 1771, applied to minerals containing fluorine, especially calcium fluoride, fluorspar, or fluorite. And so it's fluorspar, it's spelled FLUORSPAR, and it says fluorite. Fluorite is spelled FLUORITE. All right, now we're going to scroll all the way to the bottom where it says fluor, noun, a soft mineral, and it has in parentheses, calcium fluoride that is fluorescent in ultraviolet light, chief source of fluorine. So yeah, this is also seen in like fluorescent lights. Fluorescent in ultraviolet light. So yeah, that was the definition of fluor. Now we're gonna go to the definition fluorine. And that is spelled FLUORINE. Fluorine, noun, non-metallic element, 1813, coined by English chemist Sir Humphrey Davy from fluorspar, calcium fluoride, modern fluorite, the late 18th century name of the mineral where it was first found, see fluor, chemical suffix, ine. And it says number two in parentheses, not isolated until 1886, related fluorinite, fluorination. And we're going to scroll all the way to the bottom again. It says fluorine, noun, a non-metallic univalent element belonging to the halogens, usually a yellow, irritating, toxic, flammable gas, a powerful oxidizing agent recovered from fluorite or cryolite or fluoropatite. Right, so it says a yellow, irritating, toxic, flammable gas. I'm going to tell you they was doing back then, they was using this fluorine also for atomic bombs and stuff like that, like little atomic bombs and stuff, because the chemical is so reactive. And it says a powerful oxidizing agent as well. It was something else I was going to expound on. Usually flammable. It's all good. It'll come back to me. Yeah, so let's go ahead and go into the next definition. Hold on. And if anybody is trying to get into the private chat, that's where I'm pulling up all of these links from, the sources. We make sure we insert everything inside of the private chat, and you could just send us a request through email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. that was for the love of commerce at gmail.com. And yeah, we'll get you in there 100%. All right. So the next definition we was going into would be fluoride. Because we just went over fluorine, which is F-L-U-O-R-I-N-E. Now we're going over fluoride, which is spelled F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E. And it says compound of fluorine with another element. It doesn't say which element exactly. Oh, yeah, that's what I was about to say. See, I know it's going to come back. So, you got to look out for different chemicals was saying that F-L-U-O-R inside of it when you're eating, right? When you're at the grocery store, look behind the ingredients, because they're using some of these fluorine chemicals, right, in processed food. So you definitely have to be, you know what I'm saying, aware of what's inside the ingredients, not because you see fluorine and that was it. We also got to go over that other preservant, chlorine. That's going to be a different show, but we need to get into these different elements. But yeah, back to the definition. It says fluoride, compound of fluorine with another element, 1826. From fluorine plus IDE. Scroll all the way to the bottom. It says fluoride, noun, a salt of hydrofluoric acid. Right? Fluoride is a salt of hydrofluoric acid. Hold on. I didn't see it. Seeing that one. Okay, so this is a quick little definition on Wikipedia. And Wikipedia, it got, it's on, how can I say it? And this is CDC. So this one is the emergent. Let me put these actually inside the chat. I'm not going to go straight deep into these ones, but I'll leave these here inside the private chat for, you know, a deeper research. So when you do go back into the study, and when I do, I can go on a deeper scale, and I'm not going off assumptions, you know? I only could assume if I don't know something, but I like to be in the knowing, honestly. So let's go to the, you good? All right, this is J-Rock right here. All right, so hydrofluoric acid, right? It's a hydrofluoric acid. It's a solution of hydrogen fluoride, HF, in water. Solution of HF are colorless, acidic, and highly corrosive. All right, we're going to put corrosive. A corrosive substance is one that will damage or destroy other substances with which it comes into contact by means of a chemical reaction. Oh, let me send J-Rock the number real quick. Give me 1 second, guys. 602. Alright. So yeah, it says a corrosive substance is one that will damage or destroy other substances with which it comes into contact by means of a chemical reaction. So it says it was it's hydrofluoric acid. It's acidic and highly corrosive. So let's go back and let's look at the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Right? You know, the CDC is dealing with, you know, the diseases and stuff, the disease control and prevention. And it says hydrogen fluoride is a chemical compound that contains fluoride. It can exist as a colorless gas or as a fuming liquid, or it can be dissolved in water. When hydrogen fluoride is dissolved in water, it may be called hydrofluoric acid. Hydrogen fluoride can be released when other fluoride containing compounds such as ammonium fluoride are combined with water. I want to read like a... like the outside of it. It says, yeah, that's all I want to read. You could go deeper into that. And I didn't really want to go into the CDC one as much. But yeah, we got J-Rock on the other line. I'm going to put him in and he could like mute up whenever.
Peace to the gods. Peace, God. What's good?
Hey, peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's good, God?
Man, hey, man. You know, it's great commas, man. That's all I've been busy doing. But you know what I'm saying? What's good on your end, God? How you living?
Hey, for sure. For sure. Hey, I'm living beautiful, you know. I cannot complain at all. Living lovely. Living lovely.
Right, man. Sorry for my absence, man, over time, you know. Hopefully
hey,
the people can forgive
good.
Me for that, you know. You know, trying
yeah.
to get this thing we call life situated, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. I'm on the line though. I'm listening to what you was going over. I know I'm gonna have to go back over the show because I missed quite a bit. It seemed like, but I was listening to the fluoride. Was that correct?
Yeah, you're talking about the fluoride today.
Okay. Yeah, man. I believe a lot of our listeners need to hear that, man, because I get on my people a lot, man. My family a lot about the fluoride that they're using to brush their teeth with, right? And,
right.
You know, man, call me crazy, but, man, I don't use toothpaste. You know, I would strictly use something like baby oil. I mean, not baby oil, but coconut oil or, you know.
Yeah.
Other less harmful things to actually brush my teeth. And believe it or not, man, I haven't had a toothache in years since I've been doing that, right? And I tell
hey,
people most
up.
Of the time, man, just by my experience alone, man, it's like the toothpaste, the gum we used to eat, the chew, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was what was creating the pain inside of our mouths, you know? With our gum areas, it was making it real sensitive, because if you can, if your tooth was to come out as a child and it wasn't sore, then even as an adult, I don't feel as though you would have pain when, you know, you're losing the tooth. And since I've stopped using that, I've actually lost like a couple of tooth after I stopped using the toothpaste, and it wasn't painful. It wasn't a pain at all. You see what I'm saying? It just slowly broke off and chipped off, and that was it, man. You know, even with the food, sometimes the bad food that you know, you're consistently eating, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't have pain to it, you know. So, yeah, man, that's a great topic. That's a very great topic.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, fluoride and other things. I don't know if you listened to the Pork show and how Pork was, like, in different everyday products, toothpaste, soap, food, you know. They just be – things be hidden. And then I broke down the scientific names that they have pork inside of as well on that show. But
right.
Yeah, they got fluoride hidden in different stuff too. Like you would see words and you'd be like, nah, that ain't fluoride exactly, or that ain't fluorine exactly. It kind of looked like
right.
it, but it's not.
Yeah,
yeah, but it yeah. is. It is once you look it up, for sure.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And if these people, man, are using like gloves and face mask and all types.
Yeah.
They got to be in protective suits in order to put this inside your, you know, the products that you're using. And
right.
that should tell you something. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Yeah.
Real,
exactly.
For real, man. That's one of the reasons why we have to stay away from all of the water unless we purifying it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You don't want no fluoride whatsoever. No fluoride.
Facts.
Man.
Facts.
So,
and
yeah.
me and my girl got inside like our shower right now.
Uh-huh.
We got the it's a fluoride filter for the shower. Like you could put
oh,
it
yeah?
on the shower head. Yeah. So we have that. So
okay.
it kind of like, you know,
what can
you find that
for some of the listeners and stuff, man?
Right. You can find that on Amazon. You know, Amazon
okay.
got that. All you got to do is search it up, like, straight Google. Or you could go on DuckDuckGo. You know, I like DuckDuckGo. You can search it
right.
up there. And it'll bring you up all the information. Amazon.
Uh-huh.
It's some other places, but I go through Amazon because we got Amazon Prime. It'll be here, like, in a day or two.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out, man. I know I got one for my kitchen sink, but, man,
right.
I didn't know that they had one for the – I'm pretty sure. I mean, it just never dawned on me that they had one
yeah.
for the shower, man. But, yeah, that's good looking out, bro. That's good looking out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, for sure. Yeah. I think you would like it, man. It's a quick $30.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's well needed, man, to get that pure water even touching your skin, man, you know.
Right.
All that has an effect on your body, for real. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the background listening, God, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm moving out
for
to
sure.
the time being. All right.
Yeah, for sure. Peace, God.
All right. Peace.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we just passed over the little 30-minute, about, like, 3 minutes. Let me try to look for a track to play for y'all. We can play the Dolph in a minute. Let's play the Dolph. All right, we'll be right back after this small, short break. Peace.
For so long, didn't have no choice but to go up. Spending racks and demons on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coca.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show up. From my young nigga, 50 balls, told him little nigga, grow up. Uncle Vic told me, stay down with this shit till it blow up.
I got you.
Smoking on some shit, you not got walk in my soda.
Dirty.
Used to sign for the packs, now I sign t-shirts and posters.
Dope.
Drop 500 racks to drop the top on that new roaster.
Balenciaga the drip. It's dope. First class, Dubai, take a trip. It's dope. Spend a little bit, stack all the chips.
Stack it up.
I walk in my jail and go crazy. Woo. Can't get money with me, you too lazy. One thing I ain't never did was never, ever, ever let a bitch play me.
Hell nah.
Sorry. I put it down in the city, now I'm up, nigga.
Hey.
I used to eat 100 peas just for lunch, nigga.
Woo.
I got fuck niggas recruiting other fuck niggas. Hustle hard, ain't no such thing as luck, nigga.
Hold up. We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up.
Pull up.
Indirection memes on my girl, watching her glow up.
Oof.
Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us.
Dope.
Front my young nigga, 50 balls, told him little nigga, grow up.
Hold up.
I just pulled an 8 of codeine and a Coca-Cola.
Bro.
I make it look too easy, I carry my whole hood on my shoulder.
Damn.
If money not in the equation, please do not approach us.
Swear to God.
Cut my day one nigga off because of jealousy.
Damn.
Every day I'ma get fresh and pull up medicine.
Dirty.
Post too much dirt by mistake because I'm heavy hand. Bitch, I'm the plug best friend, you just a middle man.
Like, fuck them niggas.
I don't fuck with them niggas, I'm cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask the CEO and your rap friends why they hate dogs. Rich nigga, how I pop it on
pop it.
The top come out, so I dropped it on him. Paid 30K over sticker price, I had to cop it on him.
Hold up.
We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up.
Pull up.
Indirection memes on my girl, watching her glow up.
Ooh.
Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 balls, told a little nigga, grow up.
Yeah. I remember my mom and dad would live.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
All right, peace to the gods. We back from the break. Yeah, so for those just coming in, we was just talking about fluoride. You know, this is a topic that we definitely had to expound on, because yo, like J-Rock said, that mug in your toothpaste, you know. As soon as you wake up, what's the first thing you do? I don't know what the first thing is. I mean, besides just the restroom, right? Like, you know, urinate or whatever. But straight after that, you know, wash your hands. Right? Washing your hands, fluoride inside water. Going ahead, brushing your teeth. If you're not using the right toothpaste, fluoride inside the toothpaste. So you just brushing fluoride on top of fluoride. You know, straight after that, it's like going to the shower, fluoride, contact again. You go ahead, you drink maybe a soda, et cetera, anything that has liquid, kind of like fluoride again. So the fluoride level is high in a lot of people. And you got to try to minimize it as much as possible, man. But yeah, let's go ahead and go back into the private chat. So we just looked at the definition of fluoride. So we're going to go to the next definition, which is fluoridation. Fluoridation noun. And that is spelled fluoridation. Fluoridation noun, 1904, process of absorbing fluoride from fluoride, and it says plus Asian. In reference to adding traces of fluoride to drinking water as a public health policy from 1949. So yeah, they put adding traces of fluoride to drinking water. You know, because they're saying like that is a, that it was a public health policy. Let's scroll all the way down. It says fluoridation, noun, the addition of a fluoride to the water supply to prevent dental decay. Right, that's for the dentist. You know, they gonna promote fluoride as much as possible. And also, what I didn't mention is dealing with the pineal gland, right? I don't think we did a show on the pineal gland. We probably have to do one later on. But yeah, the pineal gland also gets calcified by fluoride. That was a study as well they did. And I seen like a picture of one, of a, an example, and it was like almost, it looked like it was almost frozen with cement or something like that, compared to the normal pineal gland, which should be, you know, its true color, and it looks moist and everything. The other one just looked like hard, iced up, frozen, calcified. But yeah, it does that. And you know, the pineal gland, it has electricity there. And fluoride is actually it stops electricity. I forgot exactly the name, which we'll go into it in here in a second. It's like a negative electro. I don't want to confuse y'all, so I ain't gonna make up any names, but it goes against electricity. Our soul is energy, electricity, alkaline, you know. So pH, we won't be on the pH balance of alkaline electricity, not acidic. So let's go ahead and go into the Wikipedia, and we're gonna go into fluorine real quick. So we go into fluorine. It says, fluorine is a chemical element with the symbol F and atomic number 9. It is the lightest halogen and exists at standard conditions as a highly toxic, pale yellow diatomic gas. As the most electronegative element, that's it right there, electronegative element. And it says as the most. That means the most, bro. This ain't mean like middle or least. I be having to, you know, emphasize on different words because you can't take these things lightly. As the most electronegative element, it is extremely, extremely reactive as it reacts with all other elements except for argon, neon, and helium. And it got a picture down here that shows a liquid fluorine, extremely low temperature. Yeah. Very pale yellow liquid. So we're going to scroll down a little bit. Among the elements, fluorine ranks 24th in universal abundance and 13th in terrestrial abundance. Fluorite, the primary mineral source of fluorine, which gave the element its name, was first described in 1529 as it was added to metal ores to lower their melting points for smelting. The Latin verb fluo, meaning flow, gave the mineral its name. Proposed as an element in 1810, fluorine proved difficult and dangerous to separate from its compounds, and several early experimenters died or sustained injuries from their attempts. So some experimenters actually got injured or died trying to separate, you know, the compounds from the fluorine. Crazy. Because it's very reactive. Only in 1886 did French chemist Henri Moissan isolate element fluorine using low temperature electrolysis, a process still employed for modern production. Industrial production of fluorine gas for uranium enrichment, its largest application, began during the Manhattan Project in World War II. Owing to the expense of refining pure fluorine, most commercial applications use fluorine compounds, with about half of mined fluorite used in steel making. The rest of the fluorite is converted into corrosive hydrogen fluoride. Remember that the hydrogen fluoride was the one that they put inside the water. En route to various organic fluorides or into cryolite, which plays a key role in aluminum refining. And also, that plays a key role in aluminum refining. It's another thing about aluminum. They have aluminum inside of deodorants that go under your arm. That's another show we got to get into. Molecules containing a carbon fluorine bond often have very high chemical and thermal stability. Their major uses are as refrigerant, electrical insulation and cookware, and PTFE Teflon. Pharmaceuticals such as atorvastatin, which is spelled A-T-O-R-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N, and fluoxetine contains CF bonds. The fluoride ion from dissolved fluoride salts inhibits dental cavities and so finds use in toothpaste and water fluoridation. Global fluorochemical sales amount to more than U.S. $69 billion a year. But yeah, this industry of fluoride, that's like accumulating $69 billion per year. So it's definitely a high commodity. And it continues to say, fluorocarbon gases are generally greenhouse gases with global warming potentials 100 to 23,500 times that of carbon dioxide. And SF has the highest global warming potential of any known substance. Organofluorine compounds often persist in the environment due to the strength of carbon-fluorine bond. Fluorine has no known metabolic role in mammals. A few plants and sea sponges synthesize organofluorine poisons. Most often, monofluorocytes, that is spelled monofluorocytes, and I just be spelling those things for people to do their own research, or if I'm not pronouncing things correctly, that you know what I mean, that help deter predation. Now they got all kind of other links at the bottom, but for time's sake, yeah, we're not going to go too deep into it. Let's go into the next definition on Wikipedia. This one is fluoride. And it says fluoride is an inorganic monatomic anion of fluorine. with the chemical formula F, also written F in brackets, whose salts are typically white or colorless. Fluoride salts typically have distinctive bitter taste and are odorless. Its salts and minerals are important chemical reagents and industrial chemicals, mainly used in the production of hydrogen fluoride for fluorocarbons. Fluoride is classified as a weak base since it only partially associates in solution, but concentrated fluoride is corrosive and can attack the skin. And I feel like they're doing the concentration one, to be honest, because they got to make sure that it gets in all the waters, and you know, it's good for their business, because when things are concentrated, you only have to add a little of water. A little takes you a long way when things are concentrated. That's what I noticed what they do. And it says fluoride is the simplest fluorine anion in terms of charge and size. The fluoride ion resembles the hydroxide ion. Fluoride ions occur on Earth in several minerals, particularly fluorite, but are present only in trace quantities in bodies of water in nature. Yeah, so that was actually fluoride right there. I'm going to go into just some quick reading of fluoride. We got about 8 more minutes. All right. And it says, what is fluorine? Fluorine is a chemical element with symbol F and has an atomic number 9. It is the lightest halogen and exists as an exceedingly hazardous light yellow diatomic gas at normal conditions. As the most electronegative component, it is reactive in nature. Every other component, including some noble gases, forms compounds with fluorine. Fluorine reacts to all other elements, and no chemical substance can liberate fluorine from any of its compounds. Hence, fluorine does not exist free in nature and was difficult for scientists to discover. It exists in volcanic gases and warm waters. Its main sources is fluorite. However, it also occurs in cryolite, seawater, bones, and teeth. Fluorine is produced by electrolysis under unique conditions. And this is the thing. Like, if you got to go through, because they're saying, like, scientists, it was difficult for scientists to even find fluorine, right? Why go through the trouble to go ahead and try to find this thing and use it when it's detrimental? You know, it's like you going your way for poison, right? And poison is like an evil intention, like we read earlier. So it has evil intentions behind it. But yeah, that's in. Okay, let me go through the interesting facts real quick. Fluorine is the most receptive and most electronegative of all the chemical elements. The elements with which it doesn't respond are oxygen, helium, neon, and argon. Fluorine is the only element which will shape compounds with noble gases, xenon, krypton, and radon. Number two, fluorine is the 13th most abundant component in the Earth's crust. It is reactive to the point that it is not discovered normally in natural form, but rather just in mixes. Fluorine is found in minerals, including fluorite, topaz, and feldspar. Number three, it is reactive in nature. Storing fluorine is tough. Hydrofluoric acid, HF, for instance, is so destructive it will break up the glass. All things being equal, HF is more secure and is easier to transport and handle than pure fluorine. And remember, hydrofluoric acid was the one that's inside the water. There is just a single stable isotope of fluorine F19. And that was the last of the reason, honestly. You know? So.
Hey, man. That was an excellent, excellent show, bro. Like, for real, God. Like I say, man, I know that most people needed to hear that because, man, that, like you say, it's very detrimental, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Man, you see a lot of people walk around here all the time, and the dentists, they do incorporate that. Like, get this toothpaste, get that toothpaste. Why? Because that's the way that they're making their money. You know, I was just talking about this the other day. My little cousin, her boyfriend, had went to the dentist and had like all of his back wisdom teeth pulled, right? And
right.
I was like, man, you know, that's crazy because, you know, when I was around his age, I remember having a real bad tooth pain, but I couldn't really take medication because, you know, I was at that particular time I was doing like the little probation and things of that sort. So you know, had to be kind of careful of what I took and all of that or whatever. So I ended up going to the dentist, man. And when I went to the dentist, I went in for like one tooth. I had this great insurance though, right?
Yeah.
And when I left out, I had noticed that I was missing more than just that one tooth. Man, I was highly upset. I was like, man, these people
too.
Are really, really, yeah, that, like they would literally, you know, do what they want to do, and it's nothing you can really do about it because you sleep, for one. You won't know anything until you wake up and check yourself out. But, man, just imagine going in a dentist's office for one tooth being gone. One of them gone, and you got three or four teeth gone. You see what I'm saying? So, man, these people are looking forward to getting paid off of your stupidity. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how they make their money, man. That's exactly how they make their money. And for those who are having like skin conditions, man, you got to take that into consideration. Like, you're washing your face, your hands, your arms, and with all fluoride, you know what I'm saying?
And pork.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, you got to be careful what you're doing to your skin, because your skin is very sensitive. You know, your mouth is very sensitive, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, man, that's a very powerful message, though, God, real talk. Real talk, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to share that one with a lot of people, man, because, man, we all need to hear it, you know? We all need to hear it. So.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I said, man, we got to go over this, because then it's like so much we got to go over. That's why I like doing this, these podcasts, because it's like, this is just knowledge. I remember you said a statement. You was like, you know, you pray for wisdom and knowledge of all things. And we should have wisdom and knowledge of all things. That's why we bring up these things. Because if you have wisdom and knowledge of all things, then you're not going to, you know, fall into evil. You're not going to fall into diseases or get any type of plagues on you. You know what I'm saying? So you could avoid things ahead of time when you already know what certain words are, etc. You know what I'm saying? Or you know how certain things look.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show for
sure. That's for real, man. For sure, God. Man, appreciate that knowledge, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem. Yeah, but we got to, we ain't been on a Financial Friday in a minute, so it's like we got to try to figure out what we can do for the Financial Friday, try to go back, try to bring some finance knowledge, you know, we got to bring some commerce.
Yeah. Hey, I be graduating this Friday, right? So, you know what I'm saying? I really have
congratulations.
Time to actually, man, appreciate that, God. Appreciate that, man. So, you know, I'll be having my graduation this Friday coming up, you know what I'm saying, for the HVAC course, you know what I'm saying, the heat and air. And so, man, you know me, man, I'm just getting my feet wet with all type of things, man. You're never too old to learn something new, you see what I'm saying? So, but, man, most definitely we could get it going because, I got some finances that I want to talk to people about, man. We need to get into these tax lanes. A lot of our people, man, we don't know this era. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And with me getting back into the commerce, hey man, hey, that right there is a hell of a topic. You know, because I'm like,
right,
man, it doesn't matter what state I'm in, I'm starting to see like, man, a lot of our people are still not involved. And man, it's
right.
A game that I could put out there. Real talk, but we're gonna do it Friday. We're gonna come together Friday, and I'm gonna put that game out there for the people, man, so that they can really see exactly what's taking place out here, man, and to be able to make some money. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, let's dig deep into it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, let's get into that because I'm about to be relocating. I'm about to be relocating into the Jacksonville area. You know, so
okay,
yeah. Okay. So I'm moving more up north,
more north.
So,
toward the
yes,
coast,
sir.
Right there. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like by Georgia and all that. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're gonna be near the water for real, right there, man.
Hey, for
I
sure, for sure. Then,
that,
you know,
man.
Yeah, and then I'm getting married. I'm getting married on October 1st of next year too. So yeah, it's gonna be a beautiful year next year for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what's up, God. That's what's up, man. Peace and blessings to that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
hopefully
sir.
I'm
thank
in that
you,
area, man. I can attend, man, you know what I'm saying? So man, let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know, God, for real.
Yeah, I got you 100%. I got you. I'm gonna send you up the invitation. But yeah, that was a good show. We'll link back up on a Friday.
Okay, man. Send me the link, man, and the time shoot, man. I'll be on.
All right, for sure. I got you, Dad.
All right, peace to the gods.
All right, salam to the gods.
Secrets.